This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to In the Post. Here are your hosts, the Hall of Famer Elvin Hayes and Joe George.
All right, we're back here on In the Post on SB Nation Radio with myself, Joe George, and the Hall of Famer Elvin Hayes. We're going to head to the phone line to welcome in. He could be the sixth man of the year for the Houston Rockets. I remember him more from the days of the Mean Streets Express, being a Chicago kid, him playing with Derrick Rose. We welcome in Eric Gordon. Eric, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
You know, Eric, I tell you, you are probably one of the most exciting basketball players, you know, that I've seen in a long time coming off that bench in that six-man player role. You know, you can easily be a starter, but I think that, you know, for a player that I remember Michael Cooper did it with the Los Angeles Lakers. I remember John Havlicek going back and, you know, talking about some Hall of Famers and some great players. But you, in the game today, probably is more one of the most exciting players coming off that bench as that sixth man. You know, and what I want to say is, how can you prepare yourself for that position? Because, you know, I think it's one of the hardest things to do, to come into a game that is in a flow that is really going, and all of a sudden you come in off the bench, and I'm talking about you come in firing it.
Yeah, I just think you really can't really think or hesitate. It's all about just being ready whenever you're on the court. You almost have to have that open gym mentality. As soon as you hit the court, you just got to be ready to go. And my number one thing is to be a major playmaker for this team and always create good scoring opportunities and always train for others. So as soon as I get in the game, I want to create a big spark.
Eric, how good did it feel to play in 75 games this season, the most games you've played in since your rookie year?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, most of the credit is towards the Rockets training staff. They have a great training staff here. And, you know, could have played more. I know I rested one or two of those games, but it was great to play that many and also have a good run into the playoffs. So the credit goes to those guys.
Do you think going into the Spurs series without, you know, especially when Nene went down, you know, how did you feel about that? Do you think that he was a really important element not to have that big body?
Well, no question. You know, Nene was probably the most polished big that we have. Clint Capella played well, for sure. He did play well. And, you know, you can just see the talent and future for him is going to be very high. So,
exactly.
You know, he's still growing and developing in this game. But when we lost Nene, you know, it was tough. If he was a strong force in the middle, he's had big games in the playoffs, and then, you know, we don't really have that many big. So when you lose one, it kind of hurts you.
Eric, a lot of fans obviously want to know. It wasn't your guys' best performance, obviously, of the season. But what happened in that last game? You guys only put up 75 points. Were you guys exhausted, or what happened in that game?
All composure. That's what it was. That was what really tested us during that. Spurs, you know, you gotta have the right attitude and composure throughout the whole game, and that's just simply for us players. You know, you gotta always, you know, play the right way, do things the right way, work hard for one another. That's what it boils down to, and that's why you gotta give credit to the Spurs. No matter what goes on, you know they're gonna play the same way in the right way every game, and I think that's just our next challenge for us, is to do things, everything the right way. Yeah, we are a great team, no question. We're a great team, but you know, when things don't go right, we got to fix that.
You know, Eric, you know, playing in the league myself, you know, sometimes when you plan a team and they have injuries, especially like the Spurs, Tony Parker was out. Also, Leonard had gone down with that anchor. You know, sometimes you have and you look at Ginobili and you say, man, he's kind of old guy. He's not producing and giving him anything. And sometimes a team will have a letdown. And sometimes you'll try to say, hey, you know, we're going to take these guys. Because you take them lightly, and coaches always try to express to players and team, don't take these guys lightly. Don't take them lightly because, hey, just because these guys out, these guys can still beat you. Don't take them lightly. Then you have a guy like Jonathan Simmons come in and really, you know, pick up some slack and Mills and them. So it was like one of those things. Do you think it from a mental standpoint that it was a kind of a letdown because their star players was out?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, no question, you know, those guys, you know, played a major role. They did well, more than expected. But I really do honestly think that it was our composure, because, you know, the last two games, you know, us scoring 75 points and I think 96 points, those were our lowest totals of scoring in the season. So I think that's more, I think that just more dictates more of a letdown for us and our composure. You know, we just didn't do what we needed to do.
When you look back at this season, and obviously it ends on a really sour note for you guys, but you did accomplish a lot of great things. You and Lou Williams yourselves are probably 1A and 1B for sixth man of the year. When you look back at the season, how do you view it?
To me, it goes in between of a good year and a decent year. You know, I just didn't like how we ended up, but we had a great year overall.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it is we're going to be good for years to come now. You know, we're going to be this high championship caliber team for years to come. So good thing we've seen it, you know, this with our first year all together. And I just expect, you know, many more great years, you know, for the Rockets.
That's true. Hey, you're looking at this San Antonio basketball team. They leave and go out to Golden State. The first game, they up by 25. All of a sudden, Leonard go down again. Now, you have played both of these teams, Golden State, and, you know, you played with the Rock against San Antonio. Now, where do you see this series against Golden State now? Since the Spurs didn't get them in this first game, and given the Golden State Warriors an opportunity to get a game under their belt, how do you see this? How would you call this series now? Where do you think this series will go?
Well, it's tough because, you know, Golden State has that firepower. They, you know, they can score at will a lot of times. But the good thing about the Spurs, they always dictate flow. But it's going to be real hard for them, you know, to win a game without Kawhi Leonard. I will say that. You know, when he's in the game, he kind of dictates the flow. You can play slow ball. They can play very slow when he's in there. They can dictate flow more when he's in there because he can score. He can create plays kind of by himself. So I think that's how they were slowing down Golden State, because I think they had, like, 20, 30 points in the first half. I'm pretty sure that's never happened in years for them. So, you know, it's going to be tough for them along the way. That's no question.
Eric, I was listening to an interview the other day with one of your former AAU teammates, Mike Conley, and he was just kind of talking about how it was shocking for players in the league when Kevin Durant actually signed with the Warriors. Now that we've played a whole season, how shocked were you that that actually played out that way?
What, Kevin Durant going to the Warriors?
Yeah.
You know, of course, the expectation of him going there has to be high. It's almost like a championship request. But, you know, you always want to play with high-caliber, you know, players, because it kind of upsets your game, and it's like a different challenge. So, you know, so you can't really blame him. So you can't really blame him.
Yeah. You know, if you was going to – you look at the Rockets and you say, hey, man, we were really solid. We're really solid here. We're really solid there. What area do you think that you're looking for that improvement? That is there any players out there in college today, a player in this league someplace that you could possibly have the ability to bring in here? Is there somebody you could name or probably would say, man, I would like to have that guy. Maybe this guy would be a good fit for us, because now you're going to want people coming in here who can play rocket ball.
Right. Well, it's hard to say one player, but I will say that, you know, with this kind of offensive style, you know, it's always good to have shooters, and I think we have pretty good shooters here. I think now it's all about maybe getting another guy or two that can create, you know, create a little bit, create your own shot, you know, take pressure, you know, maybe off James or some, you know, just create some, have another, you know, creator out there, guy who can just create his own baskets. So it's, you know, I don't know what position that would be, but I mean, I, like I said, I like our team. Our team's built for the future. But if we had another creator that can, you know, really pass, that can do, you know, pass and shoot the ball, that'd be good.
He is Eric Gordon. He could be the sixth man of the year for your Houston Rockets. Eric, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'd like to once again thank Eric Gordon for joining us here today on In the Post. If you missed it, check it out, podcastarea.com. We'll wrap up In the Post next right here on SB Nation.